going to fix the dock.
I did.
You did. Every time a deck chair slid into the lake.
Well, maybe I am a procrastinator.
At Yoder's Building Services, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. From Yellowwood brand pressure treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking.
You also said you were going to the gym.
I did.
Yoder's Building Services. Where quality is a way of life. Visit goyoders.com.
All right, are you tired of your dusty, cracked, and stained garage floor? Do what all your neighbors are doing and have it coated. But please, do yourself a favor and don't hire just anybody who says that they do floor coatings. You'll regret it. I'm Jake Wilson, owner of Iron Drive Floor Coatings, and we've been the premier concrete coating company in the upstate since 2011. We take pride in doing things the right way, with quality employees, equipment, and materials. You get the very best with Iron Drive. Visit our website today for a free quote at irondrivegaragefloors.com.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
Some sandwiches are forgettable. This one, it's unforgettable. Meet the Ultimate Italian, a flavor-packed masterpiece with bacon, parmesan, salami, capicola, and ham, all toasted to perfection. Every bite, pure magic. When a sandwich is this good, you don't just eat it, you talk about it. Try the Ultimate Italian, now toasted, only at Jimmy John's.
Strong industries build strong communities. For over 35 years, Industrial Motor Service has kept the upstate's factories, farms, and utilities running, powering everything from clean water to packaged goods to everyday essentials. Trusted by the region's leading manufacturers, IMS repairs and replaces critical equipment. Motors, pumps, and gearboxes of every size. Because when industry thrives, our community thrives. IMS, keeping the upstate moving. Learn more at industrialmotorservice.com.
You can feel it in the air. Football is back, and the best place to make picks and win money all season long is Underdog. It is one of my favorite ways to enjoy a night of sports. Just pick whether your favorite players are going higher or lower on stats like touchdowns, rushing yards, interceptions, things like that. If you get your picks right, you can win up to 5,000 times your money, and you only need $1 to play. That's it. As little as a dollar. It's that simple. I love playing Underdog with baseball. I love it with basketball. Football? Man, football is the best. Download the app today and sign up with promo code OOB to score $50 in bonus funds when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Millions of fans have already won billions making picks on Underdog. Will you be next? Underdog. Make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playandgetterms_DFS_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
Walt Dip to the Road Rage. We are back. Let me tell you about Gilstrap Roofing. Gilstrap has been covering the upstate for 4 generations. They're the most experienced. They have the best ratings and reviews. Gilstrap Roofing is the upstate's go-to for quality roof, storm damage, roof replacement, roof repair. They do it all. they helped Ramona. They helped Ramona every 10 years. They put Daredevil's roof in. All the neighbors then wanted their roofs done, too, because they saw what quality, high-quality work they do. Look, this is obvious, okay? When someone's in business nearly 100 years, which is just insane, I mean, like, do you have any idea what your neighborhood looked like 90 years ago? I don't. My neighborhood, there was no neighborhood 90 years ago. It was just woods. But you know, just thinking about what something looked like 90 years ago, Gilstrap was doing roofs 90 years ago, and they're still doing them today. What does that tell you? It tells you that they're doing something right, doesn't it? That, of course it does. That's how businesses stay in business, by treating people right, and that's what Gilstrap does. You know, it's about the Gilstrap difference. Serving the upstate since 1935, family-owned and operated across four generations, A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, amazing, fully licensed, bonded, and insured, a full-service roofing contractor, extensive experience with hail damage and wind damage claims, GAF Master Elite Certified gives the option to upgrade your warranty. Like and follow Gilstrap Roofing on Facebook and Instagram for a chance to win their monthly giveaway. I promise you won't want to miss out. Call today, 864-269-1232. 864-269-1232, or visit them online, gilstrapproofing.com. You know, Ramon, it occurs to me, we had the first 3 days of this week, you literally could not get into the show. I mean, someone did. The phone people, they figured it out. But on Monday and Tuesday, we took more calls in 2 days than like humanly possible. I mean, every single line in the house was lit continuously for all 4 hours. And so that was the complaining phase, you know. So
yeah.
So now we've cleared the complaining phase, and we've cleared the analysis phase for the next opponent, and we've reached a phase, Ramona, where apparently it's the we don't know, so we don't want to say anything.
We don't want to say anything phase.
Right.
We're just gonna sit here.
Right.
And do nothing.
So what that means is, for the first time like in weeks, you can really get in. If you want to get in right now, you can get in. You got carte blanche to get in. 654-7627. If you have the courage to get in and make your call on your team. There's not a lot of courage right now in this state, Ramona. Not a lot. Not in the Clemson circle, not in the South Carolina circle, you know, pretty much nowhere. That's
scary.
It is a little scary. And you know, and right now we have no idea what that game is going to look like at the end of the year. You know what I mean? Before the year, it seemed like that would be an enormous football game at the end of the year. You know, now it might decide, you know, I don't know, who goes to the Charlotte Bowl or something. I don't know. We'll see.
Oh, no.
We don't know. You know.
No, we can't go back to going to bowl games. That's no gouda.
That's no gouda. Whatever they call that thing now. Look, hey, listen, it's a big weekend for Clemson. It really is. It's a big weekend for South Carolina. I mean, I don't envy the Gamecocks going out to Columbia, Missouri, and playing my boy Eli Drinkwitz, who I think is a genius, and I think might be the next coach at Florida. He'd be mine. I know that. I know that. You know, so we'll see. I mean, we're going to get to that. We're going to break all these games down. It appears Lenora Sellers is going to play. The line dictates that. You know, the missing Clemson players are going to play. We do not know about the two Syracuse safeties. It doesn't sound great in terms of the injury report with both of them listed as questionable. We shall see. Hey, listen, when it comes to roofing, get your roofs done at Gilstrap. You'll thank me later. 269-1232 or online, gilstrapproofing.com. All right, Ramona, we got to move. We have to move. You can get in.
I think we're actually doing good.
We've done two, right?
We've done three. We did Oklahoma and Auburn.
Okay. And what were the other two? Texas Tech and Utah.
Texas Tech and Utah and SMU and TCU.
Okay. And so far, we both had Texas Tech, and then we differ on the next two.
That is correct,
yes,
Walt.
Yes, okay. All right, game four.
Michigan at Nebraska. Michigan's a 1.5-point favorite. I took Michigan.
You don't play your strategy
out. Nebraska, I can't get on Nebraska. They don't, you know, every time I see the name Nebraska, I think of like, you know, isn't that where the Hoosiers movie was supposed to be? Or no, that was Indiana, right? Same thing.
Indiana, Nebraska, Iowa, basketball. Iowa, yeah. All those states the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think of basketball.
Yeah.
Like in the 50s.
Yeah. Like so, in the 50s.
Not even just regular basketball, just basketball yeah. in the 50s.
What do you think they're driving in Nebraska? Ramona?
I don't
just
know.
So 50s curious.
Cars.
Yeah, I thought you thought that. Yeah. I thought that's what you thought.
That's that movie.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, I got stopped once in Nebraska.
You did?
Yeah, by the police.
By the police?
Yeah, it was a bogus stop.
By the police?
It was a completely bogus stop.
That was a bogus stop, too?
Oh, it was beyond...
A bogus stop in Georgia, bogus stop in Nebraska?
No, they actually admitted it was a bogus stop.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, yeah.
They said, we're going to let you go because this is a bogus stop?
They said my car looked like a drug dealer's car. Yeah, and it was out of state, so, yeah. Because I had driven my own car. Yeah, they said my car looked like a drug dealer's car. I said, yeah, that's right. That's right. I said, that's right, genius. I drove 2,000 miles to distribute drugs in Nebraska.
In Nebraska, see? In Nebraska.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, that's right. I drove 2,000 miles to distribute.
But you didn't say that. You didn't say call him a genius and all that.
Oh, yeah, I pretty much did.
Did you?
Yeah.
He said, we might need to rethink this. Get out of the car.
They originally said they stopped me because they thought I crossed the line on the road, which, of course, was false. but yeah, that's what they...
Come on.
Yeah, that's what they dreamed up.
They'd stop you for crossing the line. It seemed like you'd have to cross it a bunch of times, like you're some drunk or something, before they would stop you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But, unless they were just waiting on you. They're following you and then waiting.
By the way, you get this, right? So I later visited a friend in Kansas on my way back, and I told him what happened. Uh-huh. And he said, as God's my witness, Ramona, uh-huh. This is what he said.
What?
He said, well, Walt, it does look a little like a drug dealer's car.
Well, it can't.
It's just absolute nonsense. Absolute nonsense.
So he was with him on it.
So yeah. So what I'm proving is your point that basically everybody out in Kansas and Nebraska and Iowa, they're running 1950 vehicles. They're riding tractors around.
Yeah.
And yeah. There may be something to that.
Yeah,
so in terms of the game, that's why you don't like Nebraska.
Yeah, I mean, I must admit that it could have been a mistake when I was doing them. But
Wait, what?
I mean, they are the underdog, Nebraska. But no, I don't take Nebraska because I think that about basketball.
Yeah, okay.
And Hoosiers. And
Nebraska version of Hoosiers.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Clear as day.
I mean, it is.
Oh, yeah, it is.
To people listening.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm sure the people listening right now are completely clear-headed about what you're saying.
Yeah. You don't think they are?
No.
So you don't think they've listened to this show for all these years and they don't understand exactly what I'm saying by now?
I think they understand you.
Well, that's all I need.
This is something different
understood.
Than exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think they make allowances.
Oh. Okay, now this is where you tell the texter, she's awesome.
Oh, my God.
Don't worry. I'm not going to ever forget that.
Yeah. I took Michigan.
You did.
Yes.
You took the same team as me.
Yeah, I took Michigan.
I bet that just stinks for you.
Yeah, it does. It does stink a little, especially after all that. I took Michigan because they have the best player in the game. Underwood's the best player in the game. Yes, and I think he's already coming of age.
I knew that too.
And I think Michigan is starting to come of age too. I think Michigan could be dangerous in a few weeks. Very dangerous.
You're right.
And I just think Nebraska is, I think they're like a. You know, they're like an 8-4 type of team, and I think they're just going to be an 8-4 type of team. You know, Tom Osborne's not coming back to that place, and I like Matt Rhule, but I don't – is that thunder? Are we supposed to?
I don't know. I got a high school football game to do, and I don't want no delays.
So I went Michigan. To what's the line here? What's the line?
1.5.
Michigan's minus 1.5.
Yeah.
I feel pretty good about that.
Okay, the breakdown.
It won't be easy, but I think Michigan wins the game.
The breakdown was 7.5, 7-5.
In favor of?
Nebraska.
So I'm on the 5 side of every one of these. That's okay. Once again, I'm joined by, oh, I was going to say 4 smart people, but you're with me, right?
Yeah, exactly. Hey, everybody out there knows that you'd be flopping around sitting in the corner chewing on your arm if it weren't for me. So I'm not worried.
I'd be flopping around sitting in the corner chewing on my arm if it wasn't for you. Oh my God. Who else? I'm sorry. Who else is on the Michigan, Team Michigan? Who else is on Team Michigan?
We got Faxon, Morgan. Faxon, Morgan, Ben. You and me.
Okay, I feel a little better with Ben.
With Ben stuck in there.
Yes. All right. So that's what, 4 games, and so far we have 2 on the same side. Is that correct?
Is that right? Walt.
Okay. Let me tell you about Bennett Equipment and Supply. Eddie Bennett. It's the name that's been renowned throughout the Upstate for the last 25 years. When it comes to this industry, and BennettEquipment.com is where you go. It's the new website. Go check it out. Has everything you need, all the info, everything you want to know. BennettEquipment.com. BennettEquipment.com. Bennett Equipment and Supply has been in business for a quarter century. Bennett Equipment Supply has 4 locations: 1403 Piedmont Highway, Piedmont; 441 Partners Lane, Roebuck; 101 Stripling Road, Westminster; 1897 U.S. 76, Hiawassee, Georgia. That's their newest location, providing you with the equipment, the tools, the service, the parts, the hauling to get the job done. Built to care, built to last, big enough to handle it, small enough to care. It's this union of Bennett Equipment and Takeuchi that rules the entire Upstate. You can't go by a construction site without seeing that union. Trust me, Takeuchi is the innovator in the industry. They came up with the world's first compact excavator in 1970, the world's first compact track loader in the mid-1980s. Bennett Equipment is your source for all your rental needs, all your masonry needs, the largest supplier of scaffold in the Upstate, sales, rentals, service, parts. If you need to rent it or buy it, get it. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You know the saying. If you need to buy it or rent it, get it from Bennett. You'll 100% thank me later. Ramona, I'm going to have trouble the rest of the day with that thing you just said. Everyone knows if it wasn't for you, I'd be sitting in the corner flopping around chewing on my arm. That may be the worst and funniest thing you have ever said. And there will, of course, be payback for that. Quick break. Walt Deptel Road Rage. We'll be back.
At Koala Insulation of Greenville, we specialize in spray foam insulation, the most premium insulation option to insulate your home while also sealing any air leaks. Spray foaming the roof deck of your attic can also get you the opportunity to turn your attic into usable space and is the ultimate pest control solution. Right now, you can receive up to $1,050 in rebates from Duke Energy and get up to $1,200 in federal tax credits. Call Koala Insulation today, 864-867-1779.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z-Supply, Back 70, Columbia, and more, Elkmont is located in Powdersville on Highway 153 and Clemson across from Bojangles, or online at ElkmontTrainingCompany.com. That's ELKMONT TradingCompany.com. Go Tigers!
Looking to refresh your home without breaking the bank? At Linden Floors, we've got you covered, literally. We're a local, family-owned business that's been bringing beauty and durability to homes across the Upstate. Right now, grab our luxury vinyl flooring for just $1.99 a square foot. Yep, you heard that right. Whether you're remodeling or just sprucing things up, trust the team that treats you like family, Linden Floors. Call us at 864-494-4317 or stop by today at 101 Chester Street, Spartanburg, and step into something better. Linden Floors, where design meets durability.
Time to take your lawn to school with Grass Nerds, your local lawn care experts. Our tailored programs cater to all grass types, ensuring your lawn stands out in a class of its own. From weed control and fertilization to soil sample analysis, let the nerds be your grass professors. If you're tired of battling weeds and want to enjoy a beautiful lawn without the hassle, allow Grass Nerds to take the guesswork out of the grass work, where every lawn graduates with honors. Enroll today at grassnerds.com.
Attention listeners, are you ready to drop up to 20 pounds or more by the new year? At PhD Weight Loss, they've cracked the code with the Metabolic Reset System, and it helped me lose 67 pounds in only 26 weeks. The PhD plan helps you burn fat first, not sugar. No starving, no risky drugs, no endless workouts. Just a smarter system that resets your metabolism. And for radio listeners only, they're making the deal even better. They'll waive your consultation fee. You'll get 2 extra weeks of the program for free. They'll even cover the cost of your food during the program. And just for booking, you'll receive their 5 Steps to Reset the Scale book for free. But don't wait. This guarantee and bonus package is only for the next 25 callers. Give them a call today, 864-644-1900, and mention code New Year. That's 864-644-1900. PhD Weight Loss. Reset your metabolism, lose the weight, and keep it off.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers, a winning experience from start to finish.
Looking for a tractor that works as hard as you do? Come to Mahindra of Anderson, your local source for the toughest, most reliable tractors on the market. Whether you're working the farm, maintaining your property, or need heavy-duty power, Mahindra has the perfect tractor, UTV, implement, or trailer for the job. Buy it new, shop pre-owned, schedule your service appointment, or order parts with the best customer service right here in the upstate of South Carolina. Visit Mahindra of Anderson at 507 Pyramid Dairy Road or online at mahindraofanderson.com.
If you're 55 or older and into that whole saving money thing, T-Mobile has an exclusive phone and internet bundle just for you. Right now, get 2 unlimited phone lines plus 5G home internet for just $30 each per month with autopay, plus taxes and fees. And with 5G home internet, setup is easy with just one cord and no technician needed, which is great if you're also into that whole keeping it simple thing. Switch now and experience the best mobile network in the U.S. Visit your local store to start saving. T-Mobile, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, Q4 2024 to Q1 2025, Ookla trademarks used under license. Unlimited on our network. Customers on voice plan may notice speeds lower than other customers and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs a month due to data prioritization. Video streams and SD on this plan. Home internet pricing after $20 a monthly bill credit plus $5 per line without autopay. Debit or bank account required. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Upstate's home for sports talk.
It entertains me. I enjoy listening on the way home.
105.5 and 97.5 FM. We are The Roar.
Of hell, but I won't back down. No, I'll stand my ground.
Walt dip to the Road Rage. All right, so that little line that you dropped on me, Ramon, it turns out that's like a family affair to explain the lunacy in your family. How does that work?
Not the flopping around. I added the flopping around. Okay. That was for extra
okay,
attitude.
But the rest of it is like a family tradition.
Yeah, that's our word, our phrase for crazy. Sitting in the corner chewing on your arm.
Oh, I see.
Because when I was a little kid, my mom used to tell this horror story.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not going to tell the whole story.
Yeah. But your mom told you horror stories as a little kid.
Yes, huh. Yes. And so, and I'm not going to tell the whole story, but at the end of the story, they find the girl sitting in the corner chewing on
her arm. In your mom's horror story that she was telling you as a little
Actually,
kid.
Actually, the horror story was a cadaver arm, but then I would have to explain.
A cadaver arm. Chewing on a cadaver arm.
Yeah.
Telling the little kids.
But we changed it to our own
words.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now we understand.
Yeah.
Now, that, we've just explained a lot.
But we changed it from cadaver to your own arm.
Yeah, it's much better.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, it's much better. Little kids.
Yeah, and she told it to every generation that came, too. Yeah.
She seemed like such a sweet woman.
She was, but she had to tell her stories. She liked telling her stories.
All right, let's get back to the games. We have a lot to get to before the show ends, and I actually want to get to a little NFL too, if time allows, including what a train wreck the Miami Dolphins are, and how bad it's going to be. All right, no, you can wave all you want. Next game.
Come on.
No, next game.
We're doing so good.
Yeah, next game.
Okay, wait a minute. I close it. All right.
You close the games?
I have to do other things during the break. Next game is NC State at Duke 2.5. I took NC State. Now, NC State was the underdog, but I still would have taken them because I think they did not. I got that right. I think I've gotten that right every time. So.
And on NC State?
Yeah.
Hmm.
So I'm going with them again.
Yeah, I don't know. I took Duke here. Duke has not been good, but this feels like a game they're going to win.
You took Duke?
Yes, they're playing at home. It's sort of interesting. These two quarterbacks are a little bit alike. Both are pretty good. Really, both are quite good. In fact, I think I probably had them like back-to-back on my ACC quarterback rankings before the year. And I think both guys have played well. Duke has not played well. Duke was expected to play better. First of all, they had the turnover fest against Illinois. They're not going to be able to afford to do that against NC State. NC State has basically been just good enough to win. And you give them credit for that. Defensively, I don't think NC State has looked very good until the second half of the last game, in which I thought they did look good. But it feels like NC State can't keep winning games like this, and it feels like Duke can't keep losing games. So I think Duke at home. I think Mensa and company get this one playing at home, but we'll see. Hey, listen. When a home's too hot or too cold, Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air is the team Upstate families count on. They handle everything, repairs, installations, replacements, full maintenance for central AC, heat pumps, ductless mini splits, and more. Heating, too, from furnaces to thermostats. Ace covers every need with upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. That's awesome. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air makes things easier with flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. How about that? And when emergencies strike, they're available day or night, bringing comfort back quickly and reliable. You have to have that. You can't be without, heating in the middle of winter, and you can't be without cooling in the middle of the summer, right? And if something goes wrong and you have an emergency, you're going to need help then. That's, again, where Ace comes in. Proudly serving Greenville and the surrounding upstate communities, look for their bold white and blue trucks across the upstate. Regular HVAC tune-ups help you avoid a surprise unit breakdown, high energy bills, and extend the life of your system. And right now, Ace Home Co. is offering a free fall maintenance for new customers. That's $189 value. Jump in and get on board that. Make sure that your heating and cooling system is ready for the winter. Make sure that you're going to have heat this winter. Do it now. Visit acehomeco.com to schedule yours today. That's acehomeco.com to schedule yours. When you speak, when you talk to them, tell them I sent you. It's how it works. Bengal John. John, good to have you.
Thanks, Walt. Appreciate you taking my call.
Absolutely, John.
Happy Friday to
you. Yeah, same to you.
Let me get this window rolled up. I'm sure you probably already know that Nussmeier has had an upper body injury, torso injury, since camp. I'm sure you're aware of that situation,
yeah.
Correct?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. So Brian Kelly was pretty vague in describing the injury, but he said he had been very, very limited as to what he can do. And I know you mentioned the offense the last couple of weeks. I think on Tuesday's show, you said, you know, they've got to get more offense. And this was prior to knowing that he had an injury. I wasn't aware of it till midweek. But my question to you, Walt, is this. They say they're going to play him against Southeastern. And Brian Kelly says he's fully healthy. He's 100%, had the best week of practice that he's had since camp. My question is this. Southeastern is not a difficult opponent. I mean, why would you, knowing that you've got the Ole Miss game coming, and I get it to get some reps in, and who cares if we score 50 points, or who cares if we score 45 against Southeastern? My point is if he's had this nagging injury and he goes out there and throws a long ball and it rears its ugly head again and then you've got Ole Miss, what the heck you do then? I don't know if I agree with this.
Yeah, I don't have a great answer to that, John, other than, you know, maybe they want to get some in-game chemistry going and get some confidence going for the offense. The offense has not been anywhere near what we expected as yet, and we knew Nussmeier was a little banged up, but now we know of this upper body alleged issue too. I think you want to get your quarterback in rhythm and get your offense going before you have a big game. That'd be my guess, but I understand your point of view. Your perspective is, you know, don't risk further injury to an opponent that you can beat without him.
I mean, especially if he's practiced well. I mean, I think it's a great time to see, you know, the backup. I mean, maybe you play Nuss the first quarter and see if he's really back to 100%. And if he is, then you've seen what you need to see, in my opinion. But I think it's a great opportunity to get some other people in there. And I truly believe, and maybe you agree or disagree, I don't know, but I truly believe when Nussmeier's healthy, we've got plenty of offense to do what we did last year. I mean, last year was a pretty good indication that he's fully capable and the offense was fully capable. Last year, obviously, we didn't have a great defense. I mean, it was coming along with Baker, and now it seems to have come to fruition, and that's exactly what Brian said, that we've played to the defense. Okay, well, if that's the case, play Nussmeier for a quarter or two and then get him out. You know what I mean? I mean, see what you want to see on the offense.
That might be what they do. I mean, you know, we don't know. Michael Van Buren, who is the backup quarterback, he was, I watched him as a freshman. I thought he had a lot of promise. But according to the LSU people, he did not look great in your fall camp, and I don't know what the reason.
He did not.
Yeah, I don't know what the reasons for that is, because I really thought he showed all sorts of promise as a freshman at Mississippi State. So
he's got great arm talent, Walt, but he doesn't. I mean, he can throw the ball anywhere he wants to throw it. He's not completing passes. He didn't do it in camp.
Yeah.
But the funny thing about that is, and you probably saw it too, just like I did. When he's mobile, when he's moving, he throws better than when he's planted in the pocket.
Yeah.
Which I don't know if that makes sense or not, but I think you got to get him some reps, because if Nussmeier does have this nagging injury, you better find somebody that you can put in there in the event that something happens. That's just my take on it. I'm not a coach.
What's the status of Green?
Green is, he's probable. They said he practiced well. You know, that he was able to make all the moves. He's probable, but he's not. It's not a guarantee, Walt. According to Brian.
Okay.
But they said midweek he looked good, and then obviously the press conference is Thursday. Kelly said he was making all the moves like he was okay, but again, I don't think any of these guys are fully healthy. Now the center, I can't remember his name.
Braylon Moore.
Moore. He's good to go. He's good to go.
Good. So. That's good. But, yeah, that's big.
Yeah. And he's shown some promise for sure.
Yeah.
But the other person I think they've got to get involved this week is Hilton. That's again a take that, and I know Hilton's got plenty of promise, but I think this is the week to find out if he's all around good too. So.
Yeah. I think this is an effort to sort of see if you can get your offense in gear before you play another real game and a real opponent. I think that's what it's about. So. We'll find out whether they can do that.
I do have a prediction, Walt.
Yeah.
Oklahoma, Texas. I'm taking Texas by 3.
Well, we're not. You're just skipping ahead to that because we got Oklahoma, Auburn this weekend.
I mean, excuse me. Oklahoma, Auburn. I'm taking Auburn by 3.
Auburn to beat Oklahoma. How about that?
Yes, sir.
All right, John, thank you.
That quarterback came from Oklahoma.
He did.
And he was good there.
Well, yeah. All right, John, thank you. The reality is Jackson Arnold sort of sucked at Oklahoma, and that's why he's at Auburn. But he looks a lot better at Auburn, as I suspected he would. Oh, it's good to see Rodney back. I like seeing that. Rodney, you'll be up first as soon as we come back, but I'd be cutting you short, so just hang in there. Hang in there with me a minute. Let me tell you about David Green, the Green Law Firm. I don't think I met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You're not sure how to deal with the IRS. You're thinking of moving to Idaho and living off the grid and getting eaten by a grizzly bear. Don't do any of that. Don't live in with an unnatural fear of your mailbox. Just call my man David Green. He's right here in Greenville at the Green Law Firm. David's a Clemson grad. He's been dealing with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly get your life back. Whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, or have an audit coming up, David can help you. The Green Law Firm understands the ever-changing tax laws, what the IRS will accept as a compromise. As a matter of fact, David Green understands the Fresh Start program, and he'll use this IRS program to your best advantage. Look, the Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can certainly change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940, or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Greenville, on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's Green, G-R-E-E-N-E. greenlaw.legal. Yeah, you don't want to dial any 1-800 numbers asking for help with tax issues. You know, you may as well jump off a building. Forget it. David Green is right here. He will help you, I promise. Also, estate planning, wills, David can help you with all of those elements as well. So by all means, call him and tell him we sent you. All right, we'll take a quick break here. Rodney, I'm coming right to you.
It's here. The brand new 2025 Tigers for Tata shirt is now available for pre-sale. Every purchase helps support the All In Foundation in the fight against cancer. But we need your help. To make this year's auction our biggest ever, we're asking for high-end item donations. Do you have a vacation rental, a unique experience, or valuable merchandise you'd like to donate? Your contribution is 100% tax deductible. Get your new gear and learn more at theroarfm.com. Tigers for Tatas, the All In Foundation, and you. Together, we can make a difference.
Fall is here and so is football season. Score big with Harmon Lumber for your next remodel project or custom build. We offer a full service of installed products such as cabinets, screen porches and railings, garage doors, and bath hardware. Give us a call and find us on the web at harmonlumber.com. We love the opportunity to help you achieve your dreams that you want for your home. Visit HarbinLumber.com or call us at 706-356-4300 and let us show you how we can help you with your vision. And go Tigers!
Hey, this is Coach Dabo Swinney. On the field, I know the value of a strong game plan, and in life, I know the value of a strong connection. That's why I'm an Upcountry Fiber customer. They've got the fastest, most reliable internet in the upstate, backed by local folks who are committed to excellence. Whether you're streaming the big game, working from home, or keeping your family connected, Upcountry Fiber is the best play you can make. Visit upcountryfiber.com to sign up for service. Upcountry Fiber, the winning team for a stronger connection.
This is Leighton Covage from Lakeside Lodge, Lakeside Lodge Clemson. Across Lake Hartwell from Death Valley, Lakeside Lodge has every amenity you could want, including Traditions on the Lake restaurant, a pool, hot tub, and fire pit. Stay with us for the weekend or buy your own condo to enjoy anytime and earn income using our managed rental program. Visit ownership.lakesidelodgeclemson.com to start your new game day tradition and go Tigers.
Don't wait for your HVAC to break down. Keep it running strong with a maintenance plan from Estes Heating and Air. Their expert technicians make sure your system is running efficiently year-round, helping you avoid surprise repairs and high energy bills. With priority service and peace of mind, it's comfort you can count on. Call Estes Heating and Air today or visit estesheatingair.com to schedule your maintenance check today. Estes Heating and Air, your comfort is their priority.
On Saturday, the Clemson Tigers will host the Syracuse Orange, and we've got you covered all day long right here on The Roar. Starting at 6 a.m. live at Burton Gallery inside Little John Coliseum, we've got the Ingalls Tiger pregame show. Then at 9 a.m., it'll be the Tiger tailgate show with Faxon Childress and his crew. At noon, Don, Tim, and Reggie will have to call the game, and Dono, Clark, and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. We are the flagship station for Clemson Athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Discover Reed's Jewelers, America's largest family-owned jeweler, and their state-of-the-art expanded store in Haywood Mall. The same location, with nearly twice the showroom space as before. Dedicated to bringing you amazing savings on diamonds, watches, and more. All with the same superior customer service they've always provided. You'll be amazed at the 21st century appeal of the new Reed's Jewelers expanded store. Reed's Jewelers, next to Belk on the top floor in Haywood Mall. Online at Reed's.com.
Looking for a scent that transforms your space? Light up your day with Buff City Soap's hand-poured candles and seasonal scents that you know and love. Made with plant-based soy wax and phthalate-free fragrances, Buff City Soap candles fill your home with long-lasting, clean-burning scent, never overwhelming, always unforgettable. From cozy and calm to bold and fresh, there's a Buff scent for every mood, and they make great gifts. Shop Buff City Soap today in Seneca at Hartwell Village or the shops at Green Ridge in Greenville.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac Home Standby Generator. For a free estimate today, call Central Electrical Services, the full service and warranty dealer for Generac Home Standby Generators at 864-556-8002.
105.5 and 97.5. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Out the wheel, we're going downtown in the middle of the night. We're laughing and I'm joking and we're feeling all right. Oh, I'm back.
Yeah, a little ZZ Top. I like that one. Batum Nationwide. Hey, let me tell you about Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar. Where are you eating tonight? Get to Moretti's in Malden. If you've never had real Buffalo New York style pizza and wings, you don't need to drive 12 hours to Western New York. Trust me, it's right here in Malden. Authentic Buffalo style pizza and Buffalo wings. It's not even style. It's the actual thing. The original owner came from Buffalo. These are all the original recipes. Jeff and Luke have taken it over. They're doing a great job. The original owner still hangs out there. It's an amazing place. The food is absolutely incredible. The wings are to die for. The pizza, not doughy, just a perfect crust, baked to perfection in a real stone oven. I've had the Greek pizza. It's incredible. Ramona had one with sausage, peppers, and onions. We exchanged pieces. It's all incredible. Trust me. Ever heard of beef on weck? Probably not, unless you're from Buffalo. Listen, it takes them 8 hours to cook this roast beef. They slow cook it. They slice it thin. They pile it high on a cumberweck bun. It's a sea salt caraway bun. They serve horseradish sauce on the side. They serve a juice for dipping. Trust me, it is an absolute must try. They also have Mama's Italian Beef that Eli J goes for some distance to go and get. And other people tell me that's awesome. I have not tried that yet. Moretti says appetizers, subs, sandwiches, calzones, burgers, wraps, salads, chicken fingers, pasta, Italian entries. Then there's Fish Fry Fridays, which is enormously popular. So much more. Full bar, but it's divided from the restaurant. Completely family-friendly atmosphere in the restaurant. Sports fans, really in the whole place. Sports fans, this is your spot. They've got you covered. There are high-definition monitors everywhere. There's an entire wall covered with them. They're going to broadcast every Clemson game, every NFL game, and your game. So if you're a fan of a particular team, all you have to do is ask them. They're going to broadcast that. It's half Clemson, it's half South Carolina, so they got you covered. Jeff is Clemson. Son, Luke, is South Carolina. And they have the Little John Coliseum table. Check that out while you're there. Made from the original Little John Coliseum floor. Incredible. Moretti, 783 East Butler Road in Malden, just a half mile off of I-385. Moretti's, where everyone's a regular. Now I'm starving for Moretti's, Ramona. I'd kill for that right now. Rodney and then Michael. Rodney, how are you, Rodney? Good to have you.
Great, Walt. How are you? Yeah. I'm sure you're doing well.
Yeah, I am, Rodney. Thank you. And it's good to have you back.
I'm gonna hit you with a few questions, and I've been waiting to ask you a few questions.
Yeah.
It's been working a lot. Is Mike McDaniel a good coach?
I actually think he is a pretty good coach. He's a strange little dude, and you have to sort of accept that. But I really do think he knows offense and he knows the game. I think that he's been hamstrung with Tua. He's designed an offense that is based on Tua's very limited skill set. And I think that's a problem. I don't think there's an answer to that. I'm not sure any coach could really solve that. He tried to, but I just don't think you can fix that with Tua. I think he's an albatross. I don't think there's anything you can do with him.
I don't know if McDaniel had anything to do with him getting drafted. I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But, I mean, I thought, just personally watching the game last night, he called about as good a game as
yeah.
he could.
Yeah, I think that's
I mean,
right.
They can't throw the ball vertical. They got a midget
right.
quarterback.
Yeah.
And, I mean, I don't know what else he could have done.
Right. He cannot throw the ball 40 yards down the field. All of these flows flutter like, you know, the cliche wounded duck. That's what they all look like. They're all terrible. You know, some of them get there, but you know, look, Tyreek Hill hates him. I mean, Tyreek Hill tried to paint it like he loved him at first. Look, I'm not saying Tyreek Hill is any saint, but his disdain for Tua is absolutely obvious now. You know, Rodney, it's like this: when you draft a little dude with a peewee arm over Justin Herbert, you get what you deserve, and you don't recover from that. It's just you don't, and they're cursed. I mean, I said before the year, I had Seminole Ted, who's a Dolphin fan. He called me and he asked me before the year, you know, what do I think? I said, you're going to finish last, And he was like, come on. Well, yeah. I said, no, I mean it. You're going to finish last. I really believe that. I don't even know what you're doing. It's like you're tanking your whole team for some point 3 or 4 years from now, which is just nonsense in the National Football League. I think the problem is Greer, the GM, is an idiot. I think he's a yes man for the owner, Ross. And I don't, and they didn't spend the money they had either. I think McDaniel is just screwed in that situation. I think, you know, again, I think he's sort of an odd character, but I think he really can coach. And I think he's just screwed in that situation. I mean, I wouldn't want to coach Tua.
Very good offense coordinator.
Yeah. Look, I think he can be a good head coach. I really do. But, you know, if you gave him Justin Herbert, you know, if you think about what that franchise would look like with Herbert, with Tyreek Hill and Waddle, you know, just imagine Herbert with Tyreek Hill and Waddle. A guy who can throw it 90 yards instead of a guy who can throw it 38.
Yeah. Next question. Where do you – what is your thoughts on Pete Carroll? Where does he rank history-wise, and how good a coach is Pete Carroll?
Well, you know, I think it depends at what phase you got Pete Carroll. I mean, I think from an NFL standpoint, early on, Pete Carroll was a player's coach. That did not serve him well. He was terrible. But I think he grew up, and I think he learned a lot from that. Obviously, he had the USC experience. It depends how you value that. Do you think that, you know, that he deserves a lot of credit for that? Do you think they just cheated their way to that? It's hard to say. But I think at this point in his career, I think he's an upper echelon coach still. I think he's very young for his age. I think he's very energetic. You know, he gets out there and mixes it up with the players still. And I think, you know, I think he knows what he's doing. I think that he really has grown up over the years as a head coach. Because at one time, you know, again, the National Football League, I thought he was terrible. But I think he's a different guy now. And he was terrible, by the way, at that point, you know, Jets, et cetera.
Yeah. You know, tomorrow, I know a lot of people don't think so. I think South Carolina's going to play well. Can they win? I don't know. That's going to be very difficult on the road in Missouri at night. I think they're sort of waiting on this game. But I think Sellers will play extremely well. And, you know, I went back and watched a couple of the games, and I know that everybody's blaming it on Shula, but there's a lot of times where Sellers has handed the ball off when he should have kept it. And so, you know, I give some blame to Shula and the coaches, but I also give some blame to, and maybe that's because of preparation and that's their fault. But it also, Illinois sort of gave, I went to the bowl game, they sort of gave the blueprint on how to shut down Lenoris a little bit. And they spy him a lot. And they, if they're going to take one thing away from South Carolina, it's that he's not going to run. And I think he's going to come out and play extremely well tomorrow night.
Well, Rodney, I hope you're right. I'd like to see it. I mean, I think Sellers is insanely gifted, but I'm concerned about the Shula element. I'm concerned about the conservative nature. I'm not so much concerned about the Sellers run. I'm concerned about the Sellers pass numbers. That's what concerns me.
Yeah.
He's throwing 18, 19 times a game. This is the year 2025. There's no elite quarterback who's throwing 18, 19 times a game. I don't understand that at all. Plus, most of his elite runs have come off schedule. So you're not getting those if he's not dropping back to pass. I mean, the Clemson runs were off schedule runs off design throws for the most part in the fourth quarter, as I remember them. And so I don't get that part. I mean, he was a 65% passer last year, and I think he showed he can throw the ball. And I think he showed he can layer the ball, and I know he has an elite arm. I know he can throw it 80 yards. So I don't get the 18, 19 passes a game. That's the part I don't get. I'm turning him loose. I'm letting him throw it 35 times. And if he throws it 30 to 35 times, Rodney, then you're going to get the off-schedule runs, and he's going to make big plays in the run game.
So would you just put him back in the shotgun and get after it?
Yes. I would put him in the shotgun, snap him the ball, and say, do your thing, Lenoris. We're going to chuck it around and, you know, and then, you know, run when you want.
Yep. Great talking to you again. Y'all have a great weekend.
Same here, Rodney. Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's what I would do. I think you need to cut them loose. I mean, I referenced the Dean Smith Michael Jordan thing, where they said the only guy who could hold Michael Jordan under 20 was Dean Smith. I think South Carolina is doing that with Lenore Sellers. I am putting him in the shotgun, snapping the ball, and I am throwing it 35 times. And in the 35 throws, there are going to be a number of runs that are going to come off schedule because of his brilliance. That's what I'm doing. And until you do that, you're not winning. You are basically neutering your best player. You're negating him. You got to stop that. You got to turn him loose. There's nobody else. I mean, it's him. He's the dude. Michael, good to have you as always.
Well, you was taking the words right out of my mouth. I think that's what Clemson's going to do tomorrow. Okay, let it loose, man. Don't hold nothing back. Cause you can't afford to, be timid and open up. Let it, man. Let it go, man. Let it rip. Throw it 45 times if you got to.
But now, didn't they do that to an extent versus LSU?
Yeah, they did. But now I think it's do or die. I hate to say that it being the fourth game of the season, but you got no choice but put the ball in your best player's hands. Let him rip it, like we did against Texas.
So in other words, we're gonna direct snap it to Antonio Williams.
hey,
you see me working there, Michael?
They might not see that play coming, Walt.
Well, you said put it in your best player's hand, so that's what.
Yeah,
I'm...
if Syracuse will run the option, then they're jealous. We need people to make the direction. You never know, Walt. Yeah. Hey, you always got to expect the unexpected. Score position is the Clemson game. I think they'll come out with a folks in the child. I think they're going to come out in the first quarter. They're going to set the momentum for the rest of the game. Clemson 31, Syracuse 13.
Okay. I think that the first quarter thing is very important. It's very important that Clemson for once gets off to a quick start. I think that's clear. And we'll find out whether the Tigers do that or not. I mean, I don't know at this point. I do think this. What I'm watching are the two Syracuse safeties. That's what I'm watching. If they have those two guys, I think Clemson wins, but I think it's a much closer game. I think it's a 7-point game, a 10-point game, something like that. It's in the 31-20, 31-24 range if they have those two safeties. If they don't have those two safeties, then I think that provides Clemson an opportunity to get some separation and get a bigger margin. And I think that's going to be the thing to watch. So I'm watching Devin Grant and Deuce Chestnut, those two safeties, because I think they're both pretty good players. And I think they need that because, again, you're talking about a transfer-based secondary, but you have young corners, and the Samuel kid, the Demetrius Samuel kid, as I've always said probably five times, this kid's starting at corner at 17 years old, and he's a freak. I mean, he's going to be a tremendous player, but he's 17. I mean, they're trying to play this kid two ways. That's how good talented he is. But, you're still going to go after him because he's 17, but it helps if they have those two safeties. If they don't, then I think it really exposes them on the back end, particularly because I don't think Syracuse has an elite pass rush.
Right. I agree with you, Walt. Can I get a score please for my Jags? Any Sunday, Jags 31, Titans, Texans 17.
Whoa.
Yeah.
We'll see, Michael. I don't know. I hope you're right, but I don't know. I feel
like that Texas O-line is terrible.
That's a fact. The Texas O-line might be the worst I've seen in 25 years in the National Football League. So you might be right about that, Michael. We'll see how that plays out. Hey, Michael, good talking to you as always. Well done.
Yeah.
Thank you, Michael.
Sir. We'll talk to you Monday.
All right, so we'll do that. Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Serving delicious meals at a fair price for over 50 years, Wendy's commitment to good done right is unwavering. For decades, they've served up great deals to feed the whole family. And nowadays, they're bringing you breakfast favorites. The Pretzel Baconator, the Biggie Bag, and you can't forget the Frosty, all available to order in the palm of your hands with the Wendy's app. Doing the right thing in the right way is the Wendy's way. Download the Wendy's app and visit your local store today.
Gilstrap Roofing's experienced team specializes in shingle and flat roofs for residential, commercial, and industrial customers. Their dedication to complete customer satisfaction is why a large portion of their business comes from repeat customers and referrals. If you need a full-service roofing contractor that has over 88 years of experience and takes pride in top customer satisfaction, Gilstrap Roofing has got you covered. Call for your free roofing estimate today at 269-1232 and online at Gilstrap Roofing.